B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to start six lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. We saw in the previous sugya, at the beginning of the Perek, Perek Elu Dvorim, that the Mishnah said that Korban Pesach, Shchitas HaPesach, even though Shchita is a melacha that one's not allowed to do on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach. And we saw in the Gemara, the Hillel HaBavli said that we learn out Pesach from Korban Tomid. In the same way as Korban Tomid is Doicha Shabbos, so too the Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. You learn that from Gzeira Shava, B'moyadoi, B'moyadoi. And now the Gemara is asking, Ashkechon Tomid or Pesach D'dochu Shabbos. Okay, so we found a source on Samach Vav Amud Aleph that Korban Pesach as well as Korban Tomid, they are doicha, they override the issa of shchita on Shabbos. One's allowed to shech those korbanos on Shabbos. D'dochoi tuma minolon. We're going to see later on Daf Ayin Vav that even tuma, the issa to bring a korban betuma and to come into the Beis Hamikdash betuma, a number of the halachas of tuma get overridden in certain circumstances for the korban Pesach and the korban Tomid. What's the source of that? And Rashi seems to add, if the translation and the very word b'moyadoi would mean in its time, no matter about Shabbos, no matter about Tuma, that would be okay. But we saw before that we do not learn from the word b'moyadoi itself, do it now, don't push it off, because then we wouldn't have needed the Gzeir Shava to learn Pesach from Tomit. So it must be we don't learn out from b'moyadoi. It's just a Gzeir Shava that you learnt out Pesach from Tomit, and Tomit itself, the Gemara brought a different Pasuk as a source that Korban Tomid is Doicha Shabbos. So now we need to know what are the sources that they are Doicha Tuma. D'dochoi Tuma Minolon. Omri, Ki heicha de'yalif Pesach mi Tomid le'inyon Shabbos, hochanami yalif Tomid mi Pesach le'inyon Tuma. So the Gemara says it seems that we have the same B'moyadoi, the same Gzeir Shava. It says B'moyadoi by Korban Tomid, it says B'moyadoi by Korban Pesach. We compare the two. So whereas regarding overriding the Issa Shchita on Shabbos, we learned Korban Pesach from Korban Tomid, now we're learning Korban Tomid from Korban Pesach. But the Gemara says, okay, so we know that where Korban Tomid is Doicha Tuma from, but we don't know Pesach, where Pesach gufei minolon. So you're learning Tomid from Pesach, but tell us what the source is that Pesach overrides Tuma. And the Gemara is going to have three different explanations to this. The first one is Rabbi Yechanan. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, the Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, leimur ish, ish. Any man, ki yeh tomei lo nefesh. If he is Tomei, what type of Tomei? We're singling out Tomei lenefesh, referring to a Tomei mace, a person who became Tomei from a dead person. Oy b'derech rechoyka lochem, or he was too far from the Beis Hamikdash. Oy l'doy reseichem v'os pesach l'ashem. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan says, ish ish ki yiyah tomei lenefesh. And in those psukim we see that anyone who was tomei and could not do the Pesach, what can he do? He actually brings the Pesach Sheni. On the 14th of Iyar, a month later, he's going to bring a Korban Pesach then to make up for the Korban Pesach he couldn't bring on Erev Pesach. But the Pasuk, which talks about pushing off and making a Pesach Sheni in the place of the Pesach Rishon is addressing Ish Ish, a single person. Ish nidche le Pesach Sheni. A single person is pushed off to Pesach Sheni if he's Tomei or too far and he cannot do the Pesach Rishon. However, v'ein tzibur nidchim le Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk that says that you can make up for the Pesach Rishon on Pesach Sheni is only individuals, not a tzibur. A tzibur does not have to do Pesach Sheni. Ela, what do they do? Avdi betuma. Rabbi Yechanan is assuming that what the tzibur does, if they don't do Pesach Sheni, it must be we allow them to do Pesach Rishon. Which means that even though the tzibur, if most of the people are Tomei, then normally a Tomei can't bring a korban. If most of the people are Tomei, then they do not do Pesach Sheni, rather they're allowed to do Pesach Rishon. So says Rabbi Yechanan, you see here clearly that Pesach overrides Tuma. And the same will apply with the korban Tomid. Omele Reb Shimon ben Lakish Reb Yechanan. Reb Shimon ben Lakish is asking Reb Yechanan the following question. All you see in the Pasuk is that individuals they make a Pesach Sheni. Not a whole community, not most of the Klal Yisrael, not the Tzibur. But how do you know what the Tzibur do do? You know what they don't do? They don't do Pesach Sheni. Who told you they do Pesach Rishon? Maybe they don't do anything. Eimer ish nidchel Pesach Sheni. Indeed, an individual person gets pushed off and makes the Pesach Sheni. Tzibur leslu tekanta. A Tzibur doesn't do Pesach Rishon and doesn't do Pesach Sheni. There's no way of fixing them. They cannot do a Korban Pesach. Loi be Pesach Rishon, v'loi be Pesach Sheni. So then you don't have a source that we override Tumah. We just say, I'm sorry, you cannot do the Korban Pesach, you're Tomei, and that's it. Oynes Rechmona Patri, it's not your fault, it's not your fault. Most of the people are Tomei, so you've lost it, you'll do it again next year. What's the proof that Korban Pesach overrides Tumah? Elom Reb Shimon ben Lakish mehoch, Reb Shimon ben Lakish says, I'll bring you a different posuk. The posuk says, Tzavos b'nei Yisrael, v'shalchu min ha'machane. There it says, if somebody is Tomei, he gets sent out of the camps, who? Kol tzorua. Number one, somebody who's a metzora, who has tzoras. Number two, v'chol zov, a person who is a tumas ziva, which is a type of tuma. And number three, v'chol tomei lenefesh, and anybody who's tomei from a dead person. These three people, because they're tomei, have to be sent out of the camps. Now, how many camps are there? Just we'll introduce that before we get to the next Gemara. There's three camps. There's the machne kohuna or machne shchina, which is the Beis HaMikdash itself. You have Machne Leviya, which is anything just outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Harabais. And then you have the Machne Yisrael, which is the whole city, provided that it's a walled city, but that's not a discussion we're going to have here. So, and the halachas referring a tzarua, a zov, and a tome are very distinctly, they're very different regarding which machanois, which camps they have to be, they have to go out of. A tome mace only has to go out of the machne kohuna, only of the machne shchina. A tome mace is not allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, but up until the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the tome is allowed to come. A zov has to go not only out of the tome, out of the machne shchina, but also out of the machne levia. He has to leave Harabais. A metzora has to even leave the machne Yisrael, has to leave Yerushalayim, has to leave the city altogether. So says Reb Shimon ben Lakish. The pasuk says Veishalchu min ha'machane kol tzura v'chol zov v'chol tomei lenefesh. Says Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Yoimar tmei meisim v'al yoimar zovinu mutzirayin. We know that the most lenient of all these three tomeis is tomei meis. Why? Tumas zov and tumas mutzira is a tumah that happens to the person. Its ziva comes out of the person. Mutzira is boils on the person. Tumas meis just means he touched a dead person. It's not, it didn't happen to him. It's something he did. And therefore, since Tumas Meis is the most lenient of all, so why do you have to say that all these three, a Tzarua, a Zov, and a Tomei Meis, have to leave the camps? Just say that the Tomei Meis has to leave, and I'll take it for granted that a Zov and a Metzora have to leave. Then of course Zovim and Mutzarayim have to leave the camp. Why did the Pasuk have to say explicitly? Elo, it must be. Yesh lechosha, there's a specific time, shezovin umutzeroin mishtalchin, ve'ein tmei meisim mishtalchin. That means the way you have to read the pasuk is like this. Ve'eshalchu min ha'machane, there's a time that who has to leave the camps? Kol tzerua v'kol zov. A tzerua and a zov, and that's a time where the Thomas Mace wouldn't have to leave the town. And therefore, they don't need to leave, but the Tzoroim and the Zovim do have to leave. And then the Pasuk adds on, V'chol Tomei Lenefesh, there's even a time that even a Tomei Nefesh has to leave. So the fact that we're not learning Tzorua and Zov from Tomei Lenefesh must be that there's two separate times. How would we understand that? Ve'ezezeh, Pesach Abba B'tumah. It's talking about Korban Pesach, which if Erev Pesach, if on the 14th of Nisan, most of the people are Tomei. In that case, since most of the people are Tomei, then the Tomei Lenefesh do not have to leave the camp. They can come into the Beis HaMikdash and do the Korban Pesach. However, the Tzerua and the Zov, they are not allowed to come in. Tzerua and Zov, they have to do the Pesach Sheni. The Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, the doing the Korban Pesach Betuma in Pesach Rishon is only for Tomei Mesim, not for Zovim, Mutzeroim, or any other Tumah. So says Rish Lakish, here I have a source that that Korban Pesach is Doicha Tuma. Omar Abaya. Abaya says that the way that Yurish Lakish are explaining this Pasuk, we still have an issue. So you've explained why Tuma Lenefesh is not necessarily a... When the fact that it says Tuma Lenefesh was not reason to tell the Zovim and Mitzrayim to leave, because there's a time that the Tuma Lenefesh doesn't have to leave, and nonetheless the Mitzrayim and the Zov do have to leave, and that's what the Pasuk says. But you haven't explained why do you have to say Tzeruah and Zov, because Mitzrayim is even more chomor than a Zov in a number of halachas. We're going to see later in the Gemara that Priya and Primo and other halachas, they apply to Mitzrayim and not to Zov. Mitzrayim is even more chomor than Ziva. So why? So just say V'chol Zov, V'chol Tomei Lenefesh, and you don't need to say V'chol Tzeruah. So Abaya is going to address that. Omar Abaya, I hachi, leim enami, say as follows. That means, put the comma, instead of saying Vayishluchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'chol zov on Erev Pesach, the tzorua and the zov have to leave, even though the tomei lenefesh don't have to leave, in the case that most of the people are tomei. And v'chol tomei lenefesh is talking about a case where it's not most of the people are tomei. Why don't you put the comma in a different place? Put in Vayishluchu min ha-machane kol tzorua, that only the Metzora has to leave, in a time where everybody else, the zov and the Tomei Lenefesh, are allowed to come in. And then we would have a source from here that even a Zov, if most of the people are Tomei, the Zov can come in and do the Korban Pesach. Says Abaye, according to your logic and your reading the Pasuk, then maybe we have source from here that a Zov can do the Korban, even though he's a Tomei, he can do the Korban Pesach. And that's clearly not the case. The Gemara is going to bring, Abaye is going to bring explicit source that that's not true. If so, how are you reading the Pasuk? Omar Abaye, Iyach Eleima Nam. You should say also, Yoimar Zov V'Tmei Mesim V'Al Yoimar Metzora. Ask the same question. It's sufficient to say Zov and Tomei Mes and not say Metzora, who's the most stringent of all. V'Ani Yoimar, and I'll understand on my own, Zov Mishtaleach Metzora Lo Kolchkin. Now, if the Zov has to leave the camps, of course the Metzora has to leave. Elo, yes, and what we're going to say, Elo yesh lecha shor shemitzayroin mishdalchin ve'in zovin utmei mesim mishdalchin. Are you going to read into the pasuk that there's a time where zov and tomei mes do not have to leave the towns and only the mishdalchin has to leave? And when would that be? Ve'ezezeh pesach haba b'tuma. It would be on a pesach which most people are tomei, and we would have proof from here that a zov can do a korban pesach. V'chitei mochanami, you're going to suggest, indeed, let's learn the pasuk, and that's indeed the halacha. V'otnan, it's against an explicit mishnah. Pesach haba b'tuma, even a korban pesach that is brought b'tuma, because most of the people are tomei lenefesh, they're tomei meis, lo yeichlu mimenu zovim v'zovis nidois v'yeldois. The other tumais, like zovim, zovis, nidois, and yeldois, then they're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. Vim ochlu, even though normally if the Tmeim eat the Korbonis, it's a very serious Issa. However, in this case, where most of the people were Tomei Lenefesh and they brought Korban Pesach and ate the Korban Pesach Betumah, even though Zov, Zova, Nidon, Yuledes is not allowed to eat them, if they did Pturim, they do not get the punishments. We'll see later in the Gemara why, from where we know that. But that's true that they won't get the punishment, but they're not allowed to make a Pesach Sheni. If Sir Abaye says to Rabbi Yechonon, Abaye is saying to Reish Lakish, how is the way your logic and your question on this Pasuk that it's sufficient to say Tomei Lenefesh, I don't need Zov and Tzeruah, you haven't really explained it. You're still left with a question. Elo Omar Abaye, Abaye gives a third and final source that Korban Pesach overrides Tuma. La'olam mikro kami says, the truth is that I'm learning like Rabbi Yochanan learnt. Right at the beginning, you learned it from the pasuk that says, Ish ish ki etomei lenefesh. Ish ish ki etomei lenefesh, v'derech rechoyko lachem oylo deroiseichem, v'oso pesach lashem. How's he learning that pasuk? La'olam mikro kami. And we know that the word ish means a single people, because that pasuk is telling me that people who are tomei do Pesach Sheni. So ish tells us that single people, they do Pesach Sheni. Tzibur, when the whole community, when most of the people are tomei, eina tzibur nitchim. The korban tzibur, they do not bring Pesach Sheni. That's clear, that's what it says in that pasuk. Now the word tomei lenefesh, why doesn't it just say ish, ish ki yeh tomei? Anyone who's tomei cannot do the Pesach Rishon, and they have to do the Pesach Sheni. A Tzibur, when a Tzibur is Tomei, then they do not do the Pesach Sheni, they do the Pesach Rishon. What does the word Lenefesh tell us? Why do we need that? So the word Lenefesh must be telling us that the whole, there's a certain kula, a certain leniency that we're only giving to Tomei and Nefesh, the people who are Tomei, because they touch the dead person, and we're not giving that kula to Zovim and Mitzayroim. And that's why it says only Tomei Lenefesh, to the exclusion of other Tumois. So what did we say before? What did Resh Lakish ask against Rabbi Yochanan? Resh Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, maybe a Tzibur who are Tomei don't do not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. If so, what does Tomei Lenefesh teach us? What Chumrah do you have by Zov and Matayra you don't have by Tomei Meis? If the Pasuk there is teaching us that Ish Ish Kie Tomei, any Tomei, an individual does Pesach Sheni, and a Tziburu does it, a Tziburu's Tomei, sorry, they don't do anything. No Pesach Rishon, no Pesach Sheni. If so, then the same applies to Tomei Lenefesh as to Zov and to Matayra. That a Tziburu don't do Korban Pesach at all, not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni, and the individuals, they can do. If it's less than most of the people, they can do Pesach Sheni, irrespective of which tumas they are. So in what case do we find that Lenefesh has a leniency over Zov and Metzora? So the only other option of explaining it would be to say that Ish Ish Kie Tomei Lenefesh telling us that even the individuals, that only if they're Tomei Lenefesh, they do Pesach Sheni. An individual who is a Zov or a Metzora cannot do Pesach Sheni. Even though he's an individual, he cannot do Pesach Sheni. That would be the only other way of explaining it. But we're going to see that's clearly not the truth. The truth is that a Zov and a Metzora on Pesach Rishon, they do Pesach Sheni. So where is there a leniency that applies to Tomei Lenefesh that does not apply to Zov and Metzora, which is what we're learning from the word Lenefesh? It must be that the Tzibur, they do Pesach Rishon B'tumah. They are Doicha Tumah. They do Pesach Rishon, and that's what the Pasuk is telling us. That's providing that the Tzibur are Tomei Lenefesh. If the Tzibur are Tomei of Ziva or Metzora, then they don't override their Tumas, and they cannot do a Pesach Rishon. That's going to be a source that a Tzibur does Pesach Rishon if they're Tomei Lenefesh. That's going to be the source that Pesach is Doicha Tumah. Let's see that inside. Elo Ma'abai Elo Oilom Mikro Kama. We're learning it from the first Pasuk. Imke Nichtev Rachmona Ish Ish Kie Tomei. Then why does the Pasuk have to, if it's according to Yurish Lakish's question on Rabbi Yochanan, that maybe a Tzibur don't do Korban Rishon at all if most of them are Tomei, then why do I need Lenefesh Lamoli? What Chumra is there for the Zov and Metzora over Tumas Meis? Are you going to say that the word Lenefesh is a kula and indeed relating to an individual, not to the Tzibur? The Hatomei Meis Hu Denitcha LePesach Sheni, only a Tomei Meis gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. Aval Shar Tmeim, other Tmeim, Loi. That's not true. But Tani, we learned explicitly in a Braisa. Yochel, I may have thought, Lo Yuaisim Pesach Sheni Elot Mei Meisim Veshayo B'derech Rechoyko, maybe only those who are mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, the Tomei Meis, the Tomei Lenefesh, and the Derech Rechoyko, the people who are far away, they can do Pesach Sheni. However, Zovin U'Metzoyroin U'Bo'ale Nidois Minayin, but other types of Tumah, how do you know they can do Pesach Sheni if they were that level of Tumah in the Pesach Rishon? Talmud Lema says in the Pasuk, Ish Ish. Ish Ish means any individual who's Tomei, any type of Tumah, can do Pesach Sheni. So if there's no difference between a Zov Metzora and Tumah Lenefesh regarding the individual, and you, Resh Lakish, are suggesting that the Tzibur don't do a Pesach Rishon even if they're Tomei Meis, where is there any leniency of Tomei Meis over the other Tomeim? And if there's no difference, why do you say the word Lenefesh? Lenefesh, the cost of Rachman Olomali. Why did it say the word Lenefesh? Elohochi Ko'omar. Abaya says that the Pasuk must be telling us that Ish Nitche LePesach Sheni. An individual, Tomei, he does Pesach Sheni. Ve'ein tzibur nitche lePesach Sheni. A tzibur, a whole community, if most of the people are Tomei, they do not do Pesach Sheni. Ela ovdi betuma, they do Pesach Rishoin betuma, and this is the source that Pesach is doicha tuma. Ve'chi ovdi tzibur betuma, that leniency that you're giving the tzibur, that they can do the Korban Pesach, even when they're Tomei, is only betomei meis. It's only if it's Tomei lenefesh, only those people. Aval sha tumois leovdi, however, the other tumois, with Zav, Metzora, Nida, and Yeldos, etc., they are not allowed to do Pesach Rishon, even if they are most of the people. So that is the source that Pesach is Doicha Tuma. Continues the next Gemara. Omer of Chizda. Metzora shenichnas lifnim mechitzosoi. If a Metzora comes within the Machne that he's not allowed to be in, a Metzora has to go out of all the three Machnois. If he comes into a Machne, that into any of the three machnos, any of the camps, that he's not allowed to be there, Potter is not going to get Malkus. Even though it says in the Pasuk, V'lo yitamo es machanem, don't be metame the camps by coming into them, and he is coming in, it's a lav. And not only is there a lav, there's actually even an assay, because it says, Vayishalchum in a machane, not only are you not allowed to come into the camp, Vayishalchum in a machane, there's a mitzvah assay to go out of the camps, he's sent away from the camps. But nonetheless, he's not going to get Malkus. Potter, why doesn't he get the 39 lashes known as Malkus Arboim? It's called 40, but really it's 39 lashes for transgressing the lav of Vloitamo es machanem. So because there's another Pasuk, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Yomei Asher Nega Boy, all the days that he's Tomei, Yitmo is Tomei, Tomei Hu, Bodod Yeshiv Mechutz Tamachne, he has to dwell outside the camps on his own. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Bodod Yeshiv Mechutz Tamachne, Meishavoy, that his dwelling, his place of being, should be outside the camp. That's another assay. What is that assay telling us? We know there's a concept called a lav hanitik la'asei. Normally, if immediately after the Torah says, don't do something, and immediately afterwards it says, and if you do, this is how you can repair the situation, then it's a lav, which is a mitzvah slois aseh, which is undone, so to speak, by doing afterwards, doing the mitzvah aseh, so to speak, to repair it, to fix the lav. So here, if this material comes into the camp, then bodod yeshiv mechutz lamachne, go outside the camp. So to speak, the Pasuk is telling us that Pasuk, that the assay is saying, I'll help you fix the lav. You don't need to get punished for that lav, you can fix it. He's not allowed to come in. But if he comes in, he doesn't get lav, because the rule that lav hanitik la'asei ain loikin olov. A cause of nitkoi la'asei, the Pasuk, is this extra Pasuk is there to tell us that he can fix the lav by leaving, and he doesn't get the Malkus. Ask the Gemara Eisvei. We're going to have a question now on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that if a Metzora comes into the camps, then he does not get Malkus. The Braisa says that Metzora shenichnas lifnim mechitzasoi ba'arboim. If a Metzora comes within the camps that he's not allowed to be in, he gets the 39 lashes. Zovim b'zovim shenichnasu lifnim mechitzasam, a zov or a zova, who they come into the camps that they're not allowed to be in, which is Machne Shchino and Machne Leviyah, ba'arboim, they also get Malkus. V'tomei meis, mutali konis l'machne Leviyah. A tomei meis is allowed to come even into Machne Leviyah. He's only not allowed to come into the Machne Shchino. V'loi tomei meis b'lvad omnu, not only is a person who became Tommy from a dead person, that he's allowed to come into Machne Leviyah, which is the Harabais, Elo afilu meis atzmo, even a dead person himself is allowed to be brought into the Machne Leviyah. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoi, that Moshe brought the bones of Yosef with him in his mechitzas, within his surroundings, within his confines. So you see clearly, Moshe was a Levi. The Leviim lived in Machne Leviyah. So you see that Moshe brought the bones of Yosef into Machne Leviyah. So you see that even a dead person is allowed to be brought into Machne Leviyah. He's not allowed to be brought into the Machne Shechina, into the Beis HaMikdash itself. So you have here a clear braisa against what Rav Chisda said, that a Metzora who comes into the camps does not get Malkus. This braisa says explicitly that Metzora does get Malkus. Says the Gemara, tanoihi. It's actually a machlokes tanoim. This concept that Rav Chisda introduced to us, that coming into the camps is a lava nitik laasei, and therefore ein loikin, is a machlokes tanoim, the tani we learned in the Braisa. And there's going to be two tanoim, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, who are going to learn this pasuk differently. And according to one of them, according to Rav Shimon, he's going to actually learn from this pasuk that Metzora is a lava nitik laasei. Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn the pasuk differently. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a lav anitik la'asei. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he'll get malchus. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. Bodod yeshev levada yeshev shiloyu tamei nachirim yeshim imoy. It says in the pasuk, koli mea she'anegar bo yitmo tamei hu bodod yeshev michutz lamachane moishavoy. A Metzora has to go outside the camps and he has to dwell there on his own. So from there, that's what it says, that other Tumeim are not allowed to be with him. So you see clearly that the camp that the Metzora goes out to, the Tomei Meis and the Zov do not go out to. He's got an individual level of Yetziah, of being expelled, that others don't have. But you don't yet know that Zov and Tomei Meis have their own individual camp that they're allowed in. Talmud Loimah, it says in the Pasuk, Mizochor ad nekevo tashaleichu el michutz lamachane tasharchum v'lo itamu es machaneem ashani tshaychen b'soichom. When it says v'lo itamu es machaneihem, it doesn't say es machanom, the camps of theirs, the camp of theirs, referring to the Zov and the Tomei Meis, that they have the same camp. No, it says machaneihem, their camps, in plural. So litain machane lezeh, or machane lezeh, divi Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda learns that Metzora's got his camp, Bodod, on his own, and the Zov has his, and the Tomei Meis has his, and as we've seen before, from the different proofs we have, Tomei Meis is not allowed in Machne Shchino, he's allowed in Machne Levia, the Zov is not allowed in Machne Levia, but is allowed in Machne Yisrael, and the Metzora is not even allowed in Machne Yisrael. That's where Rabbi Yehuda learns that each of the three different Tomeis have their own individual camps that they're allowed in. Rav Shimon Omer Ein Tzorich. Rav Shimon says that to teach me that each of these three Tmeim have their own individual camp, they're not allowed in, that Tomei Meis is only not allowed into the Machne Kehuna, the Machne Shchina. The Zov is not allowed into the Machne Levia, and a Metzora is not even allowed into a Machne Yisrael. I don't need to learn it from this pasuk of Machne Hem, that they each have their own camps. Harei Omer, does it not say in the pasuk, we saw this pasuk earlier on, Vayishalchu min ha-machane kol tzurua v'chol zov v'chol tomei le-nefesh. It says that the following have to leave the camps, a Metzora, a Zov, and a tomei le-nefesh. So the pasuk asks the same question that Rav Shimon ben Lachish asked earlier on. Not the pasuk, the Braiser, Rav Shimon is asking the same question. Yoimar tomei meis, just say that a tomei meis has to leave the camps, v'al yeimar tmei zov, and you don't even need to tell me a tomei zov, and of course not a metzora, because a zov and a metzora are all much worse than a tumas meis. And I'll know that they have to leave the camps. V'ani yoimer, and I'll say, tmei meis mishtalchin, zovim lo yikolshkin, if a tomei meis has to leave the camp, of course a zov has to leave the camp. So lo monem azov. So why does it say that a zov has to leave the camp? Litein lo yimachne shnia. To say that it's not good enough just to learn Zov from Tomei Meis, because a Tomei Meis is only not allowed in the Machne Shchina, he is allowed in the Machne Levia. How will you know that a Zov is not even allowed in the Machne Levia? That's why it says the Zov has to leave the camps even further out than the Tomei Meis. And then it says Metzora. A Metzora has to leave the camp that even a Zov is allowed in, which is the Machne Yisrael. The Metzora is not even allowed in the Machne Yisrael. V'yoyma Zov v'alyoyma Metzora, just say, and I'll understand that if the Zov has to leave, Metzora in the Kolshkin, of course a Metzora has to leave. Lomanem or Metzora, why does the Pasuk say, Vaishalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua? Just say, kol Zov v'chol tome l'nefesh. Litein o'imachane shlishis. In order to tell us that from that Pasuk you see that there's a, since Metzora is even worse than Zov, and we'll soon see later what is the Chumra of Metzora over Zov, then since the Zov has to leave his camps, which means leave the Machne Levia, Metzora has to leave even further than that, even the Machne Yisrael. So from that pasuk where it says, Vayishalchu min ha-machane kol tzurua v'chol zov v'chol tomei le-nefesh, from there I learn that each one of them have their own camps that they have to go out of. So that's clear. So what do I learn from the pasuk of Bodod Yeshiv? Kishomer Bodod Yeshiv. What does it say? What are you going to learn from the pasuk that says he has to dwell on his own? Hakos of Nitkei La'asei. Now that pasuk is teaching us that it's a law of Hanitik La'asei. If you came back into the camp, leave the camp and make sure the camp stay pure. It's a law of Hanitik La'asei. You don't get Malkus. So before, when Rav Chisda said the Metzayro Shenichnas Lifnim Michitzoso is Potur Shenemar Bodod Yeshiv Mechus Lamachane Moishavoy. Is like, that's how Rabbi Yehuda understood. That's how Rabbi Shimon, understood. Rabbi Yehuda, however, he learned from Bodod Yeshev, he learned something else. He learned about from that posuk, that the different camp, the levels of the different camps that they're not allowed to be in. And therefore, he cannot learn from that posuk that it's a lav anitik lasei. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could well be that a Metzayru comes into the Machne will get Malkus, and that's the Braisa we saw before, that Metzayru shenichnas lifnim michitzasai, ba'arboim, he's going to get the Malkus. Says the Gemara, we just saw that Rabbi Shimon said that Zov is more chomor than a Tomei Mace. And that's why Rabbi Shimon says, if it already says, v'yishalchu min ha-machne kol Tomei lenefesh, it doesn't need to say v'char Zov. If a Tomei Nefesh leaves, of course a Zov has to leave. He's got a more stringent type of Tumah. So from the fact that it does say V'chol Zov, it's coming to teach us that he has to leave a camp that a Tomei Mace doesn't have to leave. The Tomei Mace does not have to leave the Machne Levia. A Zov does have to leave the Machne Levia. But now we have to understand, what is a Zov more chomor than Tomei Mace? Umay chumra de Zov mi Tomei Mace, answers the Gemara, shekein Tumah yoytzol of migufoy. Because the Tumah that of Ziva is one that comes out of his body, not like a Tomei Mace, that it's not something that comes from his body, it's just something that he did, he touched a dead person. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Tomei Mace Chomor. You asked a question that it shouldn't say V'chol Zov, it should just say Tomei Lenefesh, and you'll understand on your own that Zov has to leave from any place that the Tomei Mace has to leave. No, maybe not. Maybe without saying V'chol Zov, we would think that a Zov doesn't have to leave, even though a Tomas Mace does leave. Why would that be? Because there's a certain Chomer in Tomas Mace. Tomei Mace Chomer, Shekein Ta'on Azor Shlish Yushvi. For a Tomei Mace to become Tohir, he needs water to be sprinkled on him on the third day, on the seventh day, the water with the ashes of the Pora Aduma. That's something that a Zov doesn't need. Omar Kro, Tomei v'chol Tomei l'rabbi is Tomei Sheretz. So the Gemara says, you're right. From the word Zov itself, it's true. A Zov has a certain leniency over Tomei, and therefore I would have said that even though it says v'chol Tomei, I still need to say Zov. However, it doesn't say just Tomei l'nefesh has to leave the camps. It says v'chol Tomei l'nefesh, all the Tomei l'nefesh. What does that mean? It seems there's a type of Tomei which has a similarity to Tomei Lenefesh, which is not Tomei Lenefesh, which has the same stringency. It has to leave the same level of camps as the Tomei, which is the Machne Shechino. What is that? Omar Kro Tomei V'chol Tomei, the rabbi is Tomas Sheretz. That Tomas Sheretz, and Rashi says it's not only Sheretz, it's also Nevela and other Tomois Maga, that a Tomas Sheretz is similar to Tomas Mace. It's included in the word V'chol Tomei Lenefesh, that also has to leave the first camp, that means the Machne Shechina. And here the question is a good question, Rav Shimon is asking. If it says V'chol Tomei Lenefesh, which means that Tomas Sheretz has to leave the Machne Shechina, then a Zov, which is more Chomer than Sheretz, because it's Tomas Sheyetza Migufoy. And the Chomra that Tomas Mace had of Shlishi Hazoas, Shlishi and Shvi, Tomas Sheretz doesn't have that. So the fact that it says V'chol, that even Tomas Sheretz has to leave Machne Shechino, it doesn't need to say V'chol Zov, because Zov would be learned from there. If it does say V'chol Zov, it must be to teach us that they have to leave a camp that the Tomas Sheretz and the Tomei Mace doesn't have to leave. V'zov is chomor mitomei sheretz. Zov is definitely more chomor than Tomas Sheretz. Umay chumrei, what's its stringency? Could omrot, like we said before, that it's a tomei ayetze migufoy. And therefore, we can still learn out from the fact that it says v'chol zov, even though we know that Tomas Sheretz has to leave the camp, then it must be telling us that a zov has to leave yet another camp, even the Machne Levia. Says the Gemara, no. Adarabba, shemer sheretz chomor. It could be that Tomis Meis has its chumrah of Hazoah Shlish Yoshvi. Tumas Sheretz has its chumrah, Shekin Mitami Boinus. That Tumas Sheretz is Tomei, even if it wasn't your fault, if it was an oinus. If you touched a Sheretz or Sheretz touched you, Boinus, then you're still Tomei. So maybe that's why he needs to leave the camps. And if it wouldn't save a Chol Zov, I may have thought, the Zov doesn't need to leave any camps because it doesn't have the stringency of Tomei and it doesn't have the stringency of Sheretz. So then the proof that Zov has to leave yet another camp is refuted because it needs to say Zov has to leave any camp. Says the Gemara, Omri, ki hai gavna, Zov nami tmuye metame bo'inus. Kederevuna. He says that the Reb Shimon that we said before, that from this question proves that Zov has to leave, even the Machne Levia, he obviously understood that Ziva is also Tomei Boinus. Even though we took for granted before, we didn't speak out properly, but we took for granted that the Chumra of Sheretz over Zov is that Sheretz is Metame even Boinus, and we know that certain areas of Tumas Ziva are not Metame Boinus, and that's a Chumra. But he says, no, we have Rav Huna who says that there's some area of Tumas Ziva which is even Metame Boinus. And even that Zov, we're saying, has to leave the camps. Why do you have to say that he has to leave the camp? Learn it out from Sheretz. Sheretz is Metame Boinus, and Ziva is Metame Boinus. And Ziva is more chomor than Sheretz, because it's a Tumah Yotze Megufoy, and therefore we wouldn't take it for granted it has to leave. And then that's the proof coming back, that if it does say Mechol Zov, it must be to say he has to leave even more camps than the Tumas Meis and the Sheretz, namely he even has to leave the Machne Levia. And where do we find that there's a Tumah of Ziva, which is Tomei even Bo'inus? Kudu Rav Huna, Omar Rav Huna, Ra'i Arishoino Shel Zov, Metami Bo'inus. We know that there's different levels of Tumah of Ziva. It depends, does he see once, does he see twice, does he see three times? And these are there's a whole Masechah Zovim that discusses that. But the first Ra'iyah, the first Ziva that a Tumas Zov sees, there is Tomei, even if it was Bo'inus, even if the reason that he saw it was totally not in his control. Nonetheless, he has that level of Tumah of Ziva of Yoim Echod, Ra'iyah Rishayna, and is Tomei even Bo'inus, and therefore it's not more lenient than the Sheretz, and therefore you could have learnt it from the Sheretz. On the contrary, Ziva is more stringent than the Sheretz because it's a Tomei Yotze Megufoy, and therefore it didn't have to say V'chol Zov. If it said V'chol Zov, it's in order to teach us that a Zov has to leave a camp that even the Tomas Sheretz doesn't leave, and that's Machne Levia. Asks the Gemara, Mai Chumrei de Metzaira Mizov? So you've explained what the Chumrei is of Zov over Tomei Lenefesh. And that would explain why if the Pasuk says that Zov has to leave the camp, even though it says a Tomei Lenefesh has to leave, it must be telling us that a Zov has to leave a camp that a Tomei Lenefesh doesn't. But then Reb Shimon in the Braisa before said that the same applies to Metzaira, that it would be enough to say Zov, it wouldn't need to say Metzaira, we would learn Metzaira from a culture cane. And the fact that it says Metzaira must be to teach us that Metzaira has to leave a camp that the Zov doesn't. What is the chumra that Metzaira has that Zov doesn't have? Shekein ta'un priya, there's halacha that Metzaira needs to let his hair grow long, or prima, he has to tear his clothes, va'osa b'tash mishamita, he's not allowed to have any marital relations, whilst he's a Metzaira. So from the fact that the Metzaira has all these chumras that a Zov doesn't have, indeed it wouldn't be necessary to say that a Metzaira has to leave the camp. It's sufficient to say the Zov has to leave the camp. If it says the Metzaira leaves the camp, it must be that he has to leave a camp that even a Metzaira doesn't. That even a Zov doesn't. The Zov does not need to leave the Machne Yisrael. However, Metzaira needs to leave even a Machne Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, no. Adarabba, Zov Chomor. On the contrary, the reason that a Zov has to leave a camp is because he has a specific chumra that Metzaira doesn't have. And if you wouldn't say Metzaira has to leave the camp, I wouldn't learn from Zov that Metzaira has to leave at all. Shekein, metame b'mishkav u'moishav. There's a specific type of tumah which is called mishkav u'moishav, which is anything that's made to lie on or to sit on. If a Metzaira sits or lies on it, then, or goes on this mishkav u'moishav, then he makes the mishkav u'moishav an av ha-tumah, to be metame Odom, the Odom becomes Tomei, but not only the Odom becomes Tomei, any clothes that the person who touches this Mishkav Moishav, which a Metzora made Tomei, that he's wearing while he's touching it, those clothes also become Tomei, even though the clothes did not directly touch this Mishkav Moishav. But this is the Chumrah of Zov, that a Mishkav Moishav of a Zov becomes Tomei letame Odom letame Begodov, those clothes that he's wearing whilst he's touching the Mishkav Moishav. Umetame klei cheres beheset. And there's another chiddush, another chumrah of ziva, that a klei cheres, even though normally it only becomes tomei if a tomei person touches the inside of the klei cheres. However, if a zov moves, if he supports or moves an earthenware kli, even without touching it, it will become tomei. If he takes a long pole, a long wooden stick, and he pushes over a klei cheres, it's going to become Tomei. It's called Tumas Heset. And these are Chumras that Zov has. Metzora doesn't have that. So I may have thought, without saying the words of Chol Tzarua, that Metzora, you wouldn't have to leave the camps. We wouldn't learn it out from Zov, because Zov has its own stringencies. Says the Gemara, you're right. Metzora cannot be learnt automatically from Ziva, because Ziva has its own Chumra. However, like we saw before, it says, the Pasuk didn't just say that Tomei Lenefesh, it says V'chol Tomei, and we said that what we included in V'chol Tomei is Tumas Sheretz, has the same halachas as Tumas Mace, regarding that it needs to leave just the Machne Shechina. We have the same here. It says V'chol Zov. What's V'chol Zov? Not only is a Zov have to leave the Machne Leviyah, but also Omakro Zov V'chol Zov, the rabbi is to include Balkeri. Even a Balkeri has to leave the Machne Leviyo, has to leave the Harabayis, and that is the Tumah of a Balkeri. Now, Balkeri doesn't have these Chumras that a Zov has. The Chumras that we saw now from a Zov, that said that it is Metame, Mishkav Moishov, and Metame Klicheres Beheset, doesn't apply to a Balkeri. And we know that a Metzora is definitely more Chomor than a Balkeri, as we saw before, that the Metzora is Ta'un Priya and Prima of Osor Batash Mishamita. So the Metzora is more Chomor than the Balkeri. The Balkeri does not have its unique Chumra. So since it says that v'cholzov, that even a Balkeri has to leave the Machne Leviya, we would take it for granted that a Metzora has to leave the Machne Leviya. Why does it say v'chol tzorua? It must be to tell us that a Metzora has to leave even a Machne Yisrael. U'metzora chomor mibalkeri, u'may chumri kada'omron, as we saw before, it was priya, prima, and the isav tashmish amita, and the fact that it says it, as we explained. Says the Gemara, no. Even Balkeri has a Chumrah that Metzora doesn't have, and therefore not only the Zov has its own Chumrah, the Chumrah that Zov has, which is Tumas Mishkav Umayshav and Tumas Heset, but the Balkeri has its own Chumrah. And since Metzora does not share the Chumrah of the Zov or the Balkeri, you wouldn't know Metzora from Ziva, and therefore it has to say V'chol Tzorua, and you cannot learn from the words Kol Tzorua that Metzora has to leave a camp that Zov doesn't need to leave. What's the Chumrah of the Balkeri? Adarab Balkeri Chomor, Shekein Metamei B'mashuhu. The amount of Keri that makes a Balkeri Tomei is any smallest amount. However, in the case of Metzora, it doesn't have that Chumrah. Metzora is only Tomei if the Tzoras is the size of a gris. So if so, the Metzora cannot be learned from Keri either. Answers the Gemara, Sovar Loka Reb Noson, that this price is following what Reb Noson said. D'tanya Reb Noson Oimer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Reb Noson said, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Zov Tzorich Kechasimas Pi Ha'omo, that Ziva, the amount of Ziva that one needs in order for the person to become a Zov is as much as it is to close up the entire opening of the Oma, the male organ, and which is much more than a mashu. V'loi hoidu lechachomim, the chachomim didn't agree with that. However, Rav Nosson was v'iskash Balkeri lezov. Rav Nosson learned that Balkeri is similar to Zov, that it's only Tomei if there's a substantial amount of Keri there, and that size is not less than the gris that Metzora needs. And therefore, according to Rav Nosson, there's no Chumra that Balkeri has over Metzora. In which case, you can learn Metzora from Balkeri. If a Balkeri has to leave Machne Leviyah, of course a Metzora has to leave Machne Leviyah. So why does it say b'chol tzarua? It must be to tell us that Matzora has to even leave the Machne Yisrael. Says the Gemara, okay, so we saw in the Pasuk, v'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzarua v'chol zov v'chol tomei. Why does it say three times kol? Kol tomei l'nefesh, we know. It includes Tumas Sheretz. V'chol zov, what does it say v'chol? It includes Tumas Keri. What's we doing with kol tzarua? That a Metzora has to leave even Machane Yisrael, and the v'chol is coming to include something. What's it coming to include? V'chol tzarua lomoli, says the Gemara, nothing. We don't darshan the call of tzarua. The pasuk is just conforming that since zov it says v'chol zov and tomei l'nefesh also says tomei l'nefesh, it says v'chol. So the pasuk puts v'chol by tzarua as well, but not in order to include anything else. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda. You have a question to answer. Shapir ko'omar Reb Shimon. In that braisa we're coming from, Rabbi Yehuda learned that where do we know that a Tumas Meis, a Zov, and a Metzora each have their own machnois that they're allowed or not allowed into? He learns out from Bodod Yeshev is that the Metzora has his own. And the Tumas Zov and the Tumas Meis learn out from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Machnehem in plural. Reb Shimon said, Ein etzorech, I don't need that Pasuk. I can learn it from Vaishalchum in Amachane, Vachol Tzura, Vachol Zov, Vachol Tomei Lenefesh, as we just elaborated on, that the only reason that it says these three and we don't learn Zov from Tumas Meis and Metzora from Zov is because, is in order to teach us, I mean, we do learn each chumrah from the kal, but is in order to teach us that each chomor tumah has to go out of yet another machane. A zov has to go out from a machane that Tumas Meis doesn't have to, namely machane Levia. A matzora has to leave a machane which Tumas Ziva doesn't need to go, namely machane Yisrael. So Reb Shimon saying to Reb Yehuda, we learn out from that posuk. Why you don't need this posuk for that? So what's Reb Yehuda going to answer? Says the Gemara, Ahu mi boile likedetanya. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Yochel dochku zovim umutzeroim v'nichnasu la'azoro b'pesach haba b'tumah. Yochel yu chayovim. And this is saying as follows. He's saying that the pasuk that says v'yishalchu min ha'machne kol tzorah v'chol zov v'chol tomei l'nefesh says that Rebbe Yehuda is going to say, I need this to teach me something that Rebbe Eliezer told us. Rebbe Eliezer said that we need to write explicitly that there's a certain comparison between the tzarua, the zov, and the tomei l'nefesh. It's true, says Rebbe Yehuda. It could be that since zov and tzarua are more chomor even than tomei the l'nefesh, then just to tell us that you have to leave the camps, the let's call it just the machne shchina, I would know that. Even if it just says Tomei l'nefesh, I'll take for granted that Zov and Metzora would have to leave. Nonetheless, it needs to say it in the Pasuk to tell me that there's a certain leniency that Tzarua and Zov have when the Tomei l'nefesh has that leniency. What leniency does Tomei l'nefesh have? As we saw before, and this was actually how Reb Shimon ben Lokish learnt the Pasuk at the end of Tav Samach Vav Amud Beis, that he learnt that the Tomei l'nefesh, when it comes to a Korban Pesach, which most of the people are Tomei, most of Klal Yisrael are Tomei on Erev Pesach, then the Tomei l'nefesh are allowed to override the restrictions of Tumah and are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach and even eat it, as we've seen early on in the Masechta, they can even eat the Korban Pesach whilst they're Tomei. Now what, and are Ezov and Metzora allowed to? No, we already saw before that Ezov and Metzora, they don't, there's no the heter of Tumahut Rabatzibur for them. Even if most of the community are Tmeim, Zovim and Metzoroim, they're not allowed to make the Korban Pesach B'tumah. But what happens if on such a type of year that the Tmeim L'nefesh overrode Hilchas Tumah and they did do the Korban Pesach, because most of the people were Tomei. And it happened to be that Zovim and Metzora also came in to the camp that they're not allowed to. Are they going to get punished as they normally would? Rabbi Eliezer says, Yochel, I may have thought, Dochke Zovim Mutzeroim Nichnasu La'azorah B'Pesach Haba B'Tumah. If the Zovim Mutzeroim pushed their way into the Azorah, even on an Erev Pesach, which most of the people were Tomei, Yochel Yuchayovim, I may have thought that they're going to be Chayev. Talmud Lema the Pasuk says no. Vayishalchu min ha-machane kol tzurua v'chol zov v'chol tomei l'nefesh. We're comparing all three. B'shor she-tmei meisim mishtalchim, only in a type of situation where a tomei meis has to leave the machne shchina, then Zovim and Mutzoroim Mishtalchim, in that case, Zov and a Mutzoro have to go leave their respective camps, and if they don't, they're going to be punished. However, in a year where the Tmei Mesim don't have to leave the Machne Kohuna, for example, on Erev Pesach when most of the people are Tomei, in that case, Ein Zovim U'Mutzoroim Mishtalchim, even though the Zov and the Mutzoroim are not allowed into the Beis HaMikdosh, however, if they come in, they will not be punishable by Koros. That's what this the Hekesh, this that the Pasuk puts, called Tzorua v'chol Zov v'chol Tomei L'Nefesh, together to teach us that in the case where Tomei L'Nefesh is allowed into the Beis HaMikdosh, the Zovim and Mitzaroim will not get Chayev Koros for coming in. And just so we shouldn't get confused, the Gemara we saw in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, where there was a question of Mitzayro Shenichnas Lifnim Mechitzasoi, Rav Chisda said that he's Potter from Malkus, there was a discussion we saw before. There it's talking about Mitzayro coming into the Machane Yisrael, maybe even the Machane Leviyah, I'm not sure, and there's a discussion there about a Zov who's coming Lifnim Mechitzasoi, if a Zov comes into the Machane Leviyah. Over here, we're talking about coming into the Machne Shechina, coming into the Beis HaMikdosh. A Zov or a Metzayro, or any Tomei who comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, is punishable by Koros. And even according to Rav Chisda, who says that if a Metzayro comes into Mefnim min HaMachne, it's a Lav Anitik La'asei, and he's not going to get Malkus. If he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, he's going to get Koros, which is much, much worse. And however, over here, we're talking about that the year where the Tmei Meis are allowed into the Beis HaMikdosh, if the Zov and Metzora push their way in, they won't get the Koros for coming into the Beis HaMikdosh. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar, we saw before that the Pasuk says, Vayishalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tomei. What do we say from the v'chol of the v'chol zov? We said that Balkeri has the same halachas as the Zov, then the same way as the Zov has to leave the Machne Leviyah, the Harabais, so too a Balkeri has to leave the Harabais, and that's what we're going to discuss now. Omar Mar, Zov v'chol Zov. It could have just said the word Zov. It says v'chol Zov. The Rabbi is to include Balkeri, even though Balkeri is not as stringent as Zov. However, it has to leave the same camps that Zov has to leave, and it's learned from the extra word v'chol. Says the Gemara, Masiyah Leil Rabbi Yechanon. This is proof to Rabbi Yechanon. Dom Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon heard from his Rebbe's two halachas, and Rashi here seems to say that the two halachas are independent of each other. One is that Mechelo is the tunnels, Loinis Kachu, the tunnels under the Beis HaMikdosh, do not have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdosh, something we're not going to go into now. And the second thing he heard from his Rebbe's are that Balkeri Mishtalea Chutz L'Shtei Machnois, that Balkeri has to leave two camps, also the Machne Shechina, also the Machne Leviyah. So you see clearly that according to Rabbi Yechanon said that heard from his Rebbe's that Balkeri has to leave the Machne Leviyah. And that's exactly what we saw before in the Braisa, that from V'chol Zov, or the Gemara explained that V'chol Zov teaches us that Balkeri has to leave even the Machne Leviyah, like Rabbi Yechanon said. Says the Gemara Meisvei, we're going to ask a question on this. Balkeri, we learned in the Braisa, Balkeri Kemaga Sheretz. This is not a Braisa, this is actually a Mishnah in Zovim, where the Mishnah says that a Balkeri has is similar on some level as Maga Sheretz, so somebody that touched a Sheretz. And we have to know with what is similar between the two. My love, Lemachnoisam. Is it not regarding the camps they have to leave? And we know that the Sheretz, somebody who touched a Sheretz, only has to leave the Machne Shechina. Only the Beis HaMikdosh, not the Harabais, and the Keri is similar to that. So you see, a Keri doesn't need to leave two camps, only needs to leave one camp. Says the Gemara Loi Letum Osam, that the similarity between Keri and Sheretz is not from where they have to leave. Indeed, the Keri has to leave two camps, and a Thomas Sheretz only has to leave one camp. However, Letum Osam, as to how long they are Tomei, over there the two of them are similar. A Tomei Meis is Tomei 7 days. Thomas Sheretz is only Tomei that day. And Thomas Keri is also only 1 day. And not 7 days. Says the Gemara Lutum Osam. Hai Thomas Erev Ksiv Bey. Vahai Thomas Erev Ksiv Bey. We don't need the Mishnah to tell me that Sheretz and Keri, both of them only are Tomei that day. It's explicit in the Pasuk. Look in the Chumash. You'll see in both parashas it says explicitly it's only Tomei till the night. Elolav Lemachnoisam. It must be to tell us that the similarity is not how long it's Tomei, rather which camps they have to leave. And the question comes back. You see clearly from this Mishnah that a Keri only has to leave one camp, not two camps. Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam l'tum osam. It's not telling us from where they have to leave, it's telling us something about the Tumah. V'holkom ashmalon. It's coming to tell us the Baal Keri k'maga sheretz. Ma maga sheretz metami bo'oynes, af Baal Keri metami bo'oynes. It's not telling us that they have to only be Tomei that day, not 7 days. That's explicit in the psukim. But it's telling us that in the same way as we know that if somebody touches a sheretz, it's clear, it's taken for granted, even if it's bo'oynes, he's Tomei. So to a Baal Keri is Tomei, even if it's bo'oynes. Even if it was totally not his fault that he's a Baal Keri, nonetheless, he's still got the tumah of a Baal Keri. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, we're going to ask from another Mishnah and against what we saw from Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to try and bring a proof from this Mishnah that a Baal Keri only has to leave one camp, not two camps. What does it say in the Mishnah? Boil nida. Somebody who has relations with a nida, ketomi meis is similar to a tumas meis. Ilema l'tum osam, is it there to say that both of them are tomei for 7 days? Hai tumas shevoksiv bei, v'hai tumas shevoksiv bei. In both of them, it says explicitly in the pasuk that somebody who touches a dead person is tomei 7 days, and somebody who's boil nida is tomei 7 days. Elo lav l'machnesam. It must be that it's to teach us that a tumas meis leaves only the machne shchina, so to a boil nida only leaves the machne shchina. And if so, if in that same Mishnah we see that boil nida katomei meis is talking about which camps they're leaving, umida seifa lemachneisam hava reishanami lemachneisam. If so, the beginning of the Mishnah that says Baal Keri kamagasheret is talking also about the camps. In which case you see clearly that Baal Keri only has to leave the same camps as Maga Sheretz, which is only one camp, not two camps. Says the Gemara, no. Midi Arya, have you got any proof that the Reisha and the Sefer have to be talking about exactly the same thing? No. Halka de Isa. Well, Halka de Isa. The Reisha is talking about its thing, talking about that to teach us that the same way as Sheretz is Tomei, the Sheretz is Matame, even if the person touched the Ba'oinus, so too Keri. And not teaching us about the camps. And indeed, a Baal Keri has to leave two camps when a Maga Sheretz only has to leave one camp. The Sefer, Boil Nida, and Tomas Meis indeed are talking about the camps. They both only have to leave one camp. Continues the Gemara Meisvei, we're now asking yet a third question against Rabbi Yochanan, trying to bring proof from the following Braisa that Baal Keri only leaves one camp, not two camps. It says in the Braisa, Metzoira is Chomor Mizov. A Metzoira has to leave a camp even more than the Zov. A Metzoira has to leave the Machne Yisrael, a Zov only has to leave the Machne Levia. V'Zov Chomor Mitomei Meis, and a Zov has to leave a camp, namely the Machne Levia, and is more stringent than a Tumah Meis, which only has to leave the Machne Shechina. And then the Braisa says a few cryptic words. Yotza Baal Keri Shetomei Meis Chomor Mimenu. To the exclusion of a Baal Keri, that a Tomei Meis is more Chomor than it. What do these words mean? So, says the Gemara, my Yotza, what does it mean that it's we're excluding? What does these words mean? Yotza Baal Keri. Lav, can we not assume it means Yotza Michlal Zov, Uba Lichlal Tomei Meis. Do we not say that it's Zov has to leave a Tomei two camps, has to leave the Machne Levia? However, Baal Keri, even though there are similarities to Zov, however, the Zov only has to leave one camp like the Tomei Meis. That's what it means. Yotzo Baal Keri, that even though a Zov has to leave two camps, a Baal Keri is not included in that, only has to leave one camp. Why? Like the Tomei Meis. Because the Tomei Meis has stringencies over Baal Keri. And if even the Tumas Meis, which is more stringent, we said the stringencies of Tumas Meis over Baal Keri are that it's Hazor, Begimel Verzayin, and the Tumas Meis is very stringent. It's 7 days. And if a Tumas Meis only has to leave one camp, then a Keri, of course, only has to leave one camp. It can't be that the Keri, which is less stringent than Tumas Meis, has to leave more camps than the Tumas Meis. Lav yotzo michlal zov, that we say we exclude Kerry from zov regarding the amount of camps he has to leave, ubo lichlal tumemis, and is included in the same level of being expelled as a tomei meis, deha tomei meis chomer mimenu, because a tomei meis which is more stringent than the bal keri umuter b'machne levia is allowed into the machne levia, and of course a keri which is more stringent is going to be allowed in the machne levia. So you see clearly from this brisa that a keri is only expelled from one camp, not from two camps, not like Rabbi Yochanan said before. Says the Gemara, loy, no, that's not what the brisa meant. Yotzo mimachne tmei meis v'nichnas lemachne zov. What the brisa means is that I may have thought that a bal keri is going to be the same halacha as the tomei meis. He only has to leave the machne shchino. No. The brisa is saying, yotzo bal keri, that bal keri is not like the tomei meis. It's excluded from the bracket of tomei meis and is included in the bracket of zov. And the words that it says, Shetomi meis chomer mimenu, what it means is, Va'af al gav de tomei meis chomer mimenu, umuta b'machne levia. And even though the tomei meis has a stringency, and nonetheless it's allowed in machne levia, lemai de domi lei medaminon lei. Since there's a similarity between Keri and Ziva, they both leave the body, it's both a tumah yetzeh migufoy, it's a very similar type of tumah, there's many similarities between them. Therefore, we say, even though we would have said that the bal keri should not be more chomer than the tumas meis and should not be expelled from the machne levia, since it's got similarities to ziva, we say that ziva, which is expelled from a machne levia as well, so too the keri is expelled from machne levia, and that works with what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that a bal keri is excluded and has to leave even from the machne levia. Continues the Gemara, Toni Tana Kamei Derav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. There was the Tana, the Chochem that was saying Tanoim in front of Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, who was saying over the statements of the Tanoim. He said as follows, that we learned, it says in the Pasuk, Ki yeh v'cho ish asher lo yeh toher mikre laylo, referring to Bal Keri, v'yotza al mechutz lamachane, lo yovei al toich hamachane. We're talking about somebody, a bal keri, who became a bal keri in the machne shchino, and we say that v'yotzo min el michutz lamachane, he has to leave the camp he's in, v'lo yov el teich hamachane, he shouldn't come into the camp. So what are these two things, v'yotzo el michutz lamachane and v'lo yov el teich hamachane? Says the Gemara, v'yotzo el michutz lamachane zu machne shchino. He should leave the machne shchino that he's in. V'lo yov el teich hamachane. What does it mean? He shouldn't come into a camp. It means like zu machne levia, that if he's in the machne Yisrael, don't dare come into the machne levia. You're not allowed into the machne levia. Bal keri has to leave not only the machne shchina, also the machne levia. Mikan le bal keri shiyotzo chutz l'shtei machnos. From here you see that bal keri has to leave not only the machne shchina, but also the machne levia. Omar le. So Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi said to this Chochem who said over the statement from the Tana, Akateloi ayelasei afikte, the way that you're learning the Pasuk, I don't understand. When it says v'yotzal mechutz lamachane, means this person became a balkeri in the machne shchino, inside the Beis HaMikdosh. So we're talking about he hasn't even, this person, where's he now? He's in the machne shchino. He's not even left the machne shchino, going to the machne levia on his way out. And then you're saying, talking to the person who's still in the machne shchino, you're saying to him, "V'lo yovei el toich hamachne, don't go into the machne levia," as if this person is now standing in the machne Yisrael, and you're telling him, "Don't go into the machne levia." You know this person is now in the machne shchino, so you're talking to him, tell him to leave the machne shchino. Don't say, "Don't enter the machne levia." He's not outside the machne levia. He's right inside the machne shchino. That's one version of the question. Lishnachrin, another version of the question is, Akate le afikte ailesei. That the question is, I don't understand. You're first telling him, leave the machne shchino. He has to go into the machne levia. The machne levia is surrounding the entire machne shchino. So you've just told this person, leave the machne shchino, which means go into the machne levia. You haven't even yet told him what he has to do from that point, and you're already telling him that when you're outside in the machne Yisrael, as a balkeri, don't come into the machne levia. You've just told him to go into the machne levia. You haven't yet told him what he has to do from there, namely to leave. Elo ema learn the pasuk the other way around. Michutz lamachane, when it says at the beginning of the pasuk, v'yotzel michutz lamachane, first it says that you should go out of the machane. What does that mean? Zu machane levia. If you became a bal keri in the machane levia on the harabayis, you should leave the harabayis. Lo yovei el toicha machane zu machane shchino. And on your way out of the machane levia, don't go through the machane shchino. Don't go through the Beis HaMikdash itself. Chas v'shalom, you should leave the machane levia straight into the machane Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. So what do you see from there? You see clearly that Baal Keri has to leave two camps. Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina is now asking, Eima idi v'idi l'machne shchino. V'laver olov ba'asei v'lo yisase. How does this Braisa learn that a Baal Keri has to leave not only a machne shchino, but also the machne levio? Maybe the two parts of the posuk, v'yotzol mechutz l'machne and l'yovel toich ha'machne, are both talking about the machne shchino only. The v'yotzel mechutz l'machane is a mitzvah sase, leave the machne shchino. Lo yovel toich ha'machane is a mitzvah lo yisase, don't come into the machne shchino. And we find this, that we sometimes have one aveira, which is also nase, also lo yisase. And then you would have no part of the pasuk to teach us that a Baal Keri has to leave the machne levia. Says the Gemara, if so, im kein le mekra, the pasuk should have said, v'yotzel mechutz l'machane, v'lo yovel toich. You should leave and don't come in. Why does it say the word hamachane again? Hamachane, the extra word hamachane lomoli, why do you need that? Shma mino, in order to tell us, litein loy machane acheres, to say, don't, that means don't come into one machane and leave a different machane, which means that a Baal Keri has to be away, has to be expelled from two machanes, also the machane shchino, also the machane levia. And Imirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.